Goeiemôre en ja, jy is by die regte program. Dit is My Mooi Dorp. Na aanleiding van die gebeure die afgelope week, het ek besluit om die pause knoppie te druk en net so effens van ritme te verander. En net toe ek begin moedeloos word oor die dinge wat gebeur, toe kry ek boodskappe van mense uit my vallei uit, wat al die paadjie gestap het om van afbreker, onlusmaker, plunderaar te verander na iemand wat wil opbou, wat verantwoordelikheid wil neem en wat saam met almal wil werk om van ons land en van al ons dorpe weer mooi dorpe te wil maak met mooi mense van binne en buite. En ja, dit het my laat besef dat hierdie gebeure van die afgelope week eintlik kan dien as 'n fantastiese wegspringplek om waarlik met die groot opbouproses te begin, waar mense wat dieselfde dink en dieselfde drome vir hulle kinders het, behoorlik kan saamwerk. Moontlik was hierdie gebeure dalk die impetus wat ons almal nodig gehad het om wakker te skrik, om nie meer ons arm slap langs ons sye te laat hang nie, maar om almal saam te werk, want almal in ons land is nie soos die plunderaars nie. Kom luister na hierdie boodskappe wat my verliefde mense gestuur het vir my en vir almal in die land en skep moed.
Hi South Africa, my name is Mr. Gwihana. I'm residing in the Eastern Cape. And I understand your frustration and feelings on the other provinces like Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal. And I do not think it is the right thing to do to vandalize and destroy property because you want to raise some important issues to you. But I think we should have a good sense that whenever we destroy the infrastructure, we don't destroy the infrastructure only, we also destroy the lives of other people. Hospitals, people will be stuck in hospitals, and especially during this pandemic, the COVID-19, where medicine have to be ferried to different places where people are in need. I think destroying infrastructure and burning and stealing, especially alcohol, does not really constitute in what you intended to do. Why don't you march peacefully and raise up your voices to the relevant stations or to the relevant sectors? The difference is that you do not strike, you destroy. This destroys our country, good people. Singabantu, we have brains, God has given us brains. So whilst we live, let us let live. Thank you, South Africa.
Good morning, South Africa. My name is Mbuzele Cloud Jovuka. I'm residing in Eto in the Sannies River in the Eastern Cape. I'm sharing this voice note with tears of realizing that our people, instead of moving forward, they are moving back. I condemn the looting and the criminality that is happening in KZN and Gauteng. Again, I must say heads up to the Eastern Cape and the Western Cape to come up with a plan of making sure that the looting in their provinces is not supported. It is a very painful thing to lose whatever you've got because of you've got differences with whoever. We're coming a long way, South Africans. We're coming from the situation where we were saying this country now is a country of democracy. People, they have a say. A say doesn't mean that we have a right to come over the rights of other people. You cannot stumble on over the rights of other people because you feel that you've got the right to express your feeling. We've got a high unemployment rate in South Africa. And people are losing jobs through our decisions that we make. In our collaborative in Sunnys River, that was established in 2019, we have learned many ways of dealing with issues. We no longer standing up and ban. We deal with issues in the manner where you address your issues formally. If then you still don't reach an agreement, you must follow proper processes to deal with the matter. In order for you to be heard and make sure that you can go back and account from whatever that you've been complaining about, you need to do it properly. Not to ban what you have. We've been talking about developing a small business, but when you ban your own that has been built in your own communities to make sure that this scarcity economy has been driven, does that help you? No, it doesn't. Johannesburg and Durban, KZN, they were the only provinces that we put our trust on because our Eastern Cape is already poor. Then, therefore, I salute Eastern Cape taxi owners. I salute Eastern Cape SANCO. I salute the collaborative in Sunnys River to say no to looting. We understand that our people, they are filling the gap between the poor and the rich, and they have and they don't. But this is not the solution. The small thing that you have, you burn it. You don't even know how long will it make sure that you fix it again. It can take months. It can take even a year. But that time, all the people that were having jobs in those establishments, they're going to sit next to those that didn't have jobs. That we call a job loss. We're bringing poverty over another poverty. Our government should have a plan, like a short-term plan and a long-term plan to solve this issue. Our collaborative has came to an idea of having a short-term plan and a long-term plan to deal with these issues in the valley. That is a collaborative development plan. To see to it that our people, they don't feel the gap between the poor and the rich. I know it's not gonna happen overnight, but we need to have patience. We all feel the pain. We then therefore need our people to consider, because this doesn't only deal with business people, it deals with our own livelihood. Because people now in KZN and in Johannesburg, they're struggling to get a bread. They're struggling to get medicine. The vaccination program now is going to be disturbed. And if you can look at what was happening in KZN and in Durban when you watch news, you'll see that people are stumbling over each other. They are spreading the virus. If our problem is about an individual, then why do we have to go out and destroy the last thing that we have that helps everyone for an individual? I, as Mbuzile Tsovuka, I stand to say I'm against looting. And in our area, which is Sunnys River, we'll make sure that it doesn't happen. Even those that are starting to incite it to our people, we will spread the word to say that no to looting, no to destroying the businesses that we have in our valley. I thank you.
Goeiedag, South Africa. Dis Tommy Bartman. Ek bly in Sondagsriviervallei in die Ooskaap. Wat in die Suid-Afrika gebeur vandag, laat my terugdink in 2018, waar ons dieselfde mistake gemaak het, waar ons begin producers, spakstore begin afbrand het met die kwaad wat ons in ons het, wat nie vir ons goed was nie, wat later vir ons in 'n werklossing en 'n terugval in die lewe was. Wat ek vandag vir Suid-Afrika wil sê, wat julle vandag daar buite in Johannesburg doen, is nie goed vir Suid-Afrika in die kondisie waar ons is nie. Ons het 'n finansiële probleem, ons land is onder 'n pandemie. In ons history wat ons deurgekom het in die verlede, kan ons die opsommings maak dat wat vandag gebeur, dat ons nie kan teruggaan in die ou tyd nie, maar dat ons kan werk daaraan om 'n beter Suid-Afrika vir ons almal te kan hê. Om ons lewens, om ons kinders se lewens te red van wat ons nou doen, is nie vir ons se kinders se toekoms nie. Maar ek pleit vir Joburg, Gauteng, Free State, oral waar daar geplunder word. Asseblief, ek vra julle om terug te staan. Die infrastruktuur wat ons afbreek, kan nie in 'n dag gebou word nie. Van ons sit na 3 jaar nadat ons ons vallei wou plunder, sit ons nou nog met die probleem om daar uit te kom. Net om te dink 'n klein plekkie in die Sierra Apartment region wat ons wou plunder, maar sukkel ons nog om op te bou. En vir die investors, bly ek vir die investors. Laat hulle moet bly. En aanhou, maar ek dink die gemeenskap het nou bygekom. Ek moes gaan train vir mediasie om my vallei te red uit die probleem waar ons in gewees het, waar ek die voorleier gewees het in die stad, waar ek nie kon dink nie, waar ek nie suiwer kon dink nie met 'n kwaad in my. Maar ek moes teruggaan. Ek moes myself ondersoek en kyk daardeur wat ek in die lewe wil bereik. Maar ek vra vir alle Suid-Afrikaners om tog nie deel te neem aan sulke ding, veral in die Oos-Kaap. Pleek vir die Oos-Kaap waar dit nog gebeur het nie. In die Wes-Kaap, goeie leierskap. Ek vra julle almal wat nou begin opstaan in die leiers voor, moet asseblief staan julle saam en wys die anders uit watter pad ons moet neem vorentoe in hierdie Suid-Afrika. Dankie.
Good morning South Africa. My name is Nzaliseko McBride Screech. I'm the director in communications of Sunrise River Valley Collaborative. This is a setup of all the growers in the Sunrise River Valley, the pack houses, the communities, civil society, and SANCO. Then we established the collaborative. Firstly, I would like to urge the king to have a say, the Zulu king. Not that I'm saying this is ethnic, but it's in his area. Because if his father was still alive, King Zwelithini, we all know this wouldn't have happened. During the xenophobia, he stopped it immediately, and it has stopped. People listened to him. It's a frustration that they've lost jobs. Now hooligans did also play a role in this, the criminals. By banning our townships, the malls in our townships, I mean, that was the job creation and also upliftment of our livelihood. No, South African. Where is Ubuntu? My suggestion is that let us stop this. Leaders, local leaders, church leaders, traditional leaders, political parties, let's play a role. Even families, when your kid brings something that he has looted, why are you keeping quiet? Let's stop this and please, please comply with COVID-19 regulation. I thank you.
Ek het ook gaan kers opsteek by Theo Besidenhout.
Sy agtergrond is bedryfsielkunde, maar hy is 'n gemeenskapsontwikkelingsfasiliteerder. En ek gesels met hom uit die perspektief uit dat hy reeds ondervinding opgedoen het oor hoe om met mense te gesels wat voorheen waarskynlik groot onrusstokers was en nou heeltemal op 'n ander manier na sake kyk. Kan ons hierdie hele ding omswaai en dit weer as 'n proses sien waar ons almal hande vat en opbou in plaas van afbreek? Want ek het talle boodskappe en WhatsApps gekry en gesien van mense in Soweto wat hulle bakkies gratis aanbied, wat hulle dienste gratis aanbied om te help om hierdie besighede wat so swaar gekry het en geplunder is weer op te bou en te herstel en om skoon te maak. Hoe bou ons weer op na so iets?
Goeiemôre Marie. Dankie weer vir die voorreg om met jou te gesels. wat ons in die Sondagsriviervallei geleer het, dit is 'n baie goeie, gebalanseerde manier tussen leierskap en agente van verandering. Dit is die nodige bestanddele wat ons het om die bouproses aan te vat en te aanvaar. Die leiers wat die wette maak of die besluite neem ensovoorts, hulle sal altyd daar wees. Maar ons het ook agente van verandering nodig. Ons het mense nodig wat hierdie proses dan deurgegaan het, maar dan die verantwoordelikheid begin aanvaar. Om te sê, ek kan dit nie net los, al sit ek in my huis, al voel ek, ek is magteloos, het ek 'n verantwoordelikheid teenoor my onmiddellike omstandighede, my land en my toekoms. En dit is om vir myself te vra, wat gaan ek hieromtrent doen? En dit is die agente van verandering. Ons het sekere geleenthede wat gelykmakers is, waar ons almal dieselfde probleme ondervind, waar ras en taal en geloof en kultuur en religie eintlik nie 'n verskil maak nie. Ons is almal mens, ons is almal Suid-Afrikaners en hierdie is die geleenthede. Nou, dit klink amper nie normaal om hierdie omstandighede waarin ons is as 'n geleentheid te sien nie. Maar kom ons sien dit as 'n geleentheid. En kom ons kyk, hoe kan ons hierdie gelykmaker gebruik om te bou, om weer hoop te kry? As ons die ongelykheid aanspreek deur mense in te sluit, dan gaan ons soveel meer ondersteuning kry wat die werklike en die doelgerigte doelwitte van Suid-Afrika te ondersteun en nie die teenoorgestelde. En ek wil dalk net my laaste punt maak om vir jou luisteraars te sê, ons almal het die vermoë om onsself, ons eie gedrag aan te pas en daardeur 'n groot verskil in Suid-Afrika te maak.
Ja, en in jou dorp kan jy die kampioen van verandering word om hierdie prosesse van verandering en samewerking en verandering deur samewerking te dryf. Kom ons vat hande en doen dit net. Luister volgende week weer, wanneer ons weer gesels oor planne om van dorpe weer modeldorpe te maak. Maak nie saak watter omstandighede ons tref nie. Groete van my, Marie Hudson.